The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome to your Red Friday edition of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Friday, January 14th.
I mean, it's in the back of my mind. I think for the most part, it's a new year, man. You got to focus on the things that you got going on this season, how we've got to where we are, and, you know, how we can keep striving to get better every single game. But at the end of the day, that thought's always in the back of our mind that, yeah, we're on a goal to, you know, prove ourselves, you know, that we are who we think we are who we know we are, and that's Super Bowl champs, man. And that's just how you gotta roll. You can't think about it, but just know that it's in the back of your mind every time you go to work.
The Chiefs will take the field on Sunday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers as they look to keep a trip to their third straight Super Bowl alive. Obviously, last season didn't end the way Kansas City hoped it would, and the journey to try and reclaim what they lost last year starts Sunday night at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs know the Pittsburgh Steelers well, and even after that dominating 36-10 Week 16 win, you can't take any postseason opponent lightly in the NFL. The Steelers are lucky to even be in the playoffs after some luck in Week 18, but they still boast one of the NFL's best pass rushers. Pittsburgh leads the league with 55 sacks in the regular season, and of course, T.J. Watt's record-tying 22.5 had a massive role in that team total. The Steelers have nothing to lose on Sunday night as they look to keep their season alive, and while the Chiefs are expected to win and win easily, it's wise to never truly overlook any opponent in the NFL playoffs. We're still keeping an eye on injuries in this game. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Darrell Williams, and Tyreek Hill all practiced to start the week, but Clyde Edwards-Helaire was not at practice on Thursday. Tyreek Hill actually was downgraded to a limited participant on Thursday. So, again, something to keep an eye on. The Steelers saw wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster return to practice on Thursday. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin did confirm Juju actually has a chance to return this week against the Chiefs. Smith-Schuster has been out since October 16th with a shoulder injury that he had surgery on. Another point to note, Najee Harris, the running back for the Steelers, has mispracticed all week. He is due to return to practice on Friday, and they'll see if he's good to go for Sunday night.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's always change that takes place, so I would expect that from Pittsburgh, and just like I do from the teams we play in the AFC West, so you play a team twice, you're going to throw some different wrinkles at them. You know, so, well, you know, you just don't study the last couple games. You study the whole season when you go into something like this.
The confidence from Chiefs fans ahead of Sunday is totally understandable when you look at this matchup on paper. The Steelers boast one of the better pass rushes in the NFL, but they're a far cry from some of Pittsburgh's historic defenses. They've struggled this year against the run, and their secondary has been burned by opposing wide receivers. Their offense, while loaded with young talent, has its limitations, and that's due to Ben Roethlisberger's lack of ability to stretch the field at any point. Their offensive line play has been up and down, but running back Najee Harris has really come on late in the year. The Chiefs have to prepare as if they'll get some different offensive looks on Sunday, and the Steelers could try to lean heavily into the run as the Chiefs have struggled against opposing rushers in recent games. While you can't take anything for granted in the NFL, it's hard to see where the Steelers find a way to win this game, just knowing the physical limitations of the quarterback, who will likely hang it up if the Steelers get eliminated at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday night.
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, I'm not real smart to figure all that out. But what you're saying, you know, kind of makes sense to everybody. I mean, where are you going? I hope that wasn't the case. Maybe it's a missed tackle here or there, and it looks ugly. And certainly we want to be playing better than we did the last two games. I mean, I think we'd all agree with that. And hopefully, you know, what we're faced with is no margin for error now. We talked about that on Tuesday. That was the first thing we talked about. So you prepare from now until the time you kick it off to eliminate as many mistakes as possible, and hopefully we'll do that.
The missed tackles, especially in the secondary, have continued to pile up for the Chiefs these last couple of weeks. It was a huge issue earlier in the year. It seemed to get fixed midway through the season, but it did pop back up again just before the playoffs. That's obviously a reason to wonder if it has to do with just that regular season winding down, and you just keep in mind that intensity goes up another level in the playoffs. With the experience of this team, you can hope that that is the case moving forward.
All-time great quarterback that's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day, but he's still playing great football right now. If you look at the big throws that he's made to keep their season alive, we know it's going to be a great challenge for us, not just him, but that entire team. They have an attitude about them. They have a mindset that they play with, so we're not taking them lightly at all. I mean, they're a team that that has beat a lot of really good football teams. And so to get to play against Big Ben, it's an honor for me. I mean, he's a great football player. And then as far as myself, I mean, I've been doing whatever I can to try to stay healthy as I possibly can. That's learning from stuff I did in the past, eating better, trying to get more sleep, which is harder when you have a little baby at home. But doing whatever I can to kind of keep myself available for the team. And we've done a good job so far, knock on wood, but I'm trying to keep it up and keep that thing rolling.
As we just mentioned, this is expected to be Ben Roethlisberger's final NFL season. As long as the Chiefs handle business this weekend, should be Big Ben's final game, ending what will most likely be a first ballot Hall of Fame career. There is something poetic about the Chiefs possibly being the team to end Big Ben's run after the Steelers were such a problem for Kansas City over the years. Chiefs fans remember the Alex Smith days and the Steelers seemingly being that team that they could never quite get past. The 2017 playoff loss in which the Steelers failed to score a touchdown but still beat the Chiefs 18-16 still stings a little bit in KC. This is a very different Chiefs team, and they are a very different Steelers team. Kansas City would like to have the last laugh when it comes to Big Ben, and that's understandable.
Yeah, I know. It was a pretty frustrating time. I think that, you know, even though I had some symptoms, it was nothing that would have ever kept me out of being in the facility practicing and then going and playing in a game. So it was pretty frustrating to not just go out there with my guys, but then once the game actually happened, I had some fun watching us, you know, go to work, because we were hitting on all cylinders. You know, when the Chiefs are hitting on all cylinders, man, we have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, there's a strong case to be made. The Chiefs' Week 16 performance against the Steelers was their best all-around look of the entire season. Kansas City didn't even have Travis Kelce in that contest. Kelce tested positive for COVID-19 that week and sat out the game against Pittsburgh. The Steelers went out of their way to limit Hill without Kelce to provide some relief and coverage, and Patrick Mahomes made them pay. Mahomes led an efficient attack from the start, eventually completing passes to 9 different receivers in the game and throwing for 3 touchdowns. The Chiefs' rushing attack was all right, though they didn't necessarily need huge days on the ground. If the Chiefs can put together that type of performance without Travis Kelce on the field, we do feel confident they'll be able to attack the Steelers' defense in a similar fashion, with the NFL's best tight end suiting up for this one.
I think you just have to bring a little bit different intensity. Obviously, you go through the same process that you would do every single week of the entire season, because you want to treat every single week like, I mean, it could be your last. But you go through the week the same way, but when you get to that playoff game day, you have a little bit of different intensity, knowing that every play is critical. It can really end your season by making a mistake. But at the same time, you want to be loose, you want to have fun, and you want to enjoy it, because, I mean, you don't know how many more of these games you're going to get in the playoffs, and I want to make sure I'm ready to enjoy all of them.
As we mentioned, with the Chiefs' postseason success over the last 3 years, it's easy to feel confident coming into this game against Pittsburgh. The Chiefs' postseason experience gives them an absolute advantage over other teams in the field. but you can never look past an opponent in the NFL. While it is hard to find ways that Pittsburgh could truly pull off what would be a massive upset on opening weekend of the NFL playoffs, the Chiefs' experience should keep them level-headed as they continue their pursuit of a third straight Super Bowl appearance.
Right now, it's just all Pittsburgh. You know, it takes every bit of effort that you have to make sure you're ready for this football team. And they're a good football team.
The Chiefs' one game at a time approach that is a constant in the Reid coaching mentality pays off in a big way when you run into a game like this. The Chiefs know they can't take their success for granted against any opponent in the NFL. Coming off a Super Bowl loss, this team is hungry to get back there and keep that dynasty alive as they try to write their own records. That starts with a win over the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday night at Arrowhead Stadium, and we hope that that leads into a Victory Monday edition of the Arrowhead Drive. We'll see. That's it for Friday, January 14th. If you enjoy the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the entire Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, and while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, it's Show and BK on the Chiefs as they give your full wild card round preview. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll catch you on Monday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.